Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, a little warning here before our next conversation, because it may make some of you feel a little squeamish. It's about what happens to our bodies when we die. But proponents of the method we're going to talk about find it beautiful. New York is the latest state to give people the option of composting bodies. It's sometimes called natural organic reduction, since the body of the deceased is decomposed using plant materials transformed into beautiful soil. It was first legalized in Washington State in 2019. It's now also in Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, California. According to one of our next guests, human composting saves over a metric ton of carbon per person versus cremation or conventional burial. And unlike many embalming fluids, doesn't add harmful chemicals to the soil. Let's hear more from Katrina Spade. She's the founder and CEO of Seattle's Recompose, which offers what she calls ecological death care. Katrina, we're talking about burials. Your last name really is Spade.
It really is.
Okay. Well, welcome. And we also have Nina Schoen. She's a 52-year-old mother, environmentalist, and software manager. And Nina, you are planning on having your remains composted when the time comes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We want to learn more from you. But Katrina, you start, because we've talked to people about green burials, and this is the idea of using a casket that biodegrades. But why isn't that enough for some people?
I was inspired by natural burial back in the day when I started thinking about my own mortality. And I love the idea of decomposing naturally in the ground. However, you need land to bury something.
This is if you're buried in a biodegradable casket. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I started to wonder what's something that we could have in our cities that wouldn't take up a lot of land. And I finally kind of landed on human composting.
So this originated with you?
It did.
Oh, wow. How did you approach it?
I was looking at this from a design perspective because I was in grad school for architecture at the time. And at first it was just my parents that thought it was a cool idea and my professors. And as I started to continue working on it, I realized that people are really craving more options for their bodies when they die.
Well, and describe it. How does it work? We're not talking about people doing it themselves in their compost bins. How do you offer it as a service?
So composting in its simplest form is a lot like what's happening on the forest floor. You know, you have dead sticks, leaves, maybe your errant chipmunk. All of that is decomposing naturally and creating topsoil. So Recompose is mimicking that process. We use a vessel, which is a stainless steel container. We place the person's body on a mixture of wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. That's the perfect blend of nitrogen and carbon materials to help the body decompose naturally. And then we cover the body with more of that plant material. And over the next month and a half, the body breaks down into usable compost. About half of our families choose to come and pick up the soil from Recompose, and they use it on gardens or to plant a tree to remember their loved one. And then the other half are donating the soil to conservation efforts.
How much does this cost? And how do people, what do? Come in and just sign up for a future date? How does it work?
Our team works with families all the way from the time of death all the way through the transformation into soil. And Recompose charges $7,000 for the whole journey. We've got lots of folks who've signed up for Precompose, which is our pre-arrangement program. And it's a way to say, I know I want this for my future self, even if it's 30, 40 years in the future.
Okay, Nina Schoen, again, who wants to do this when the time comes. Nina, what's the appeal for you?
I think it's on so many levels. One, of course, is like the sustainable element of it all, you know, not creating harm to the earth when I leave the earth. As Katrina mentioned, you know, it mimics the process on the forest floor. It's actually happening in my backyard. It's something that's happening all around us. There's this combination of life and transformation into new life. And for me personally, you know, I respect everyone's choice. But I love the idea of just fitting into that natural cycle. And I think the last idea that's so appealing to me is that the process is not immediate. You know, we live in this culture where things are, you know, immediately taken away and you've got to get over something and move on to the next thing. But I love the idea that death for both the body that's transforming and the loved ones around can go through this slow process. It sort of mimics the grief process. So just overall, it's a concept that hit me in a way that I almost can't even describe.
How does your family feel about it?
My family is really supportive, not at all surprised. You know, I have for many years been very interested in our culture's view of death and our fear around death. And I've been very interested in wanting to make it a more human experience, just knowing it's something that's going to happen to all of us. And so when I heard about Katrina's idea and had this really strong connection to it, I think there was just lots of support. And they're so happy that I found something that means so much to me.
Sure. But as you well know, Katrina and Nina as well, there are people who are against this for, in some cases, religious reasons. In New York, the New York State Catholic Conference, which represents bishops in the state, had opposed the bill there because, and I'll quote the executive director, "A process that is perfectly appropriate for returning vegetable trimmings to the earth is not necessarily appropriate for human bodies. Human bodies are not household waste, and we don't believe the process meets the standard of reverent treatment of our earthly remains." Katrina, first, your thoughts on that.
You know, it's so interesting that they said that. It made me realize that in the U.S., we actually bury waste in landfills all the time. We also burn waste, and that's what cremation is. So I don't know about that as an argument. I think the Catholic Church is going to come around if you want to really know. And also, you know, human composting, it doesn't have to be for everyone. And I'm perfectly happy to bring it to the world as a new option that people can choose for themselves.
Yeah. Nina, your thoughts on that, that it doesn't have the reverence. I feel I'm hearing reverence from you.
Yeah, I think for me, this feels like one of the most generous and selfless things that I can do. I don't need a place on this earth to mark the fact that I once lived. This is my time to live right here and now. And in the future, it's someone else's time to live. And the best thing that I can do is do my best from what I was given to allow another thing to thrive.
Yeah. We've been speaking to Katrina Spade, founder and CEO of Recompose, which is the Seattle company that specializes in human composting for end of life. And we also spoke to Nina Schoen, who's a mom, a software product manager, who says this is what she hopes her ending will be like. I want to thank you both so much for speaking with us. Thank you.
Thank you.